when you have internal core memos that have been provided to the House Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, and they tell a very interesting story. They talk about the fact that the science is not there to support what EPA has done. They don't believe that this rule is defensible in court. And more importantly, they even said that they want their name, their logo, and any reference to their involvement taken off. So I think that that shows that, once again, this rule is flawed, the process has been flawed, and we have to get rid of it. That's why we are supporting an effort by the House of Representatives to request an OIG, Office of Inspector General, investigation into these processes, specifically whether or not EPA went beyond their authority in getting groups to submit comments to support the rule, basically lobbying on their own behalf. I think that will also, along with these memos, show that we have major problems with this entire process and why we need to get rid of this rule.
Multiple lawsuits have been filed against the EPA in an effort to stop the rule, including one that NCBA is a part of.
We do believe these memos will be a big part of this particular lawsuit that we have filed, and I think it definitely helps our case as we continue to find a legal way to stop EPA. But that's not the only way that we need to engage. We need to continue to get Congress to help us understand that they too play a role in trying to shut down EPA. So while all of your members are at home during August for different town halls and different events, make sure that you get out there and you visit with them face to face and tell them when they get back to Washington, D.C., they have to engage to stop the EPA.
Woodall says the next steps in the process focus on two things.
One is the lawsuit and getting an injunction to stop enforcement, because if without that, enforcement is technically supposed to start on the 28th of August. We have submitted a letter to both the EPA and the Corps asking that they delay implementation just because of these memos and a lot of internal memos that we have seen from EPA stating that they're not ready to implement this rule. But the bottom line is we have to rescind this rule. This rule needs to be pulled back. That's the only way that we are going to protect ourselves. And that's why when Congress gets back in September, that needs to be a priority to stop this rule, pull it back, and basically just keep this madness from moving forward.